today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Ramadan, a month of self-reflection. This is the new topic for today's special from IRIB English Radio.
الصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصدي.
But first, let's look at the calendar. Today, Monday, is the 2nd of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of the month of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and of course, the 4th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open the Holy Quran and look at verses 1 to 6 of Chapter Ar-Rahman. Will listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Ar-Rahman.
The most merciful. Taught the Quran. Created man. And taught him eloquence.
الشمس والقمر بحسبان.
The sun and the moon move by precise calculation. And the stars and trees prostrate.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed chapter reflects different divine blessings, opening with the divine attribute, the most gracious, Ar-Rahman. The blessed verses are saying that the most gracious Allah taught the Holy Quran. Thus, the first and most significant blessing is mentioned as teaching the Holy Quran. What an appealing and significant expression. If you reflect correctly, the glorious Quran is the source of all divine blessings and means to attain to any blessing and benefiting from all material and spiritual blessings.
Ramadan, ya Ramadan, ahlan bi
فيك يا رمضان يا خير أشهر الرحمن فيك أنزل القرآن.
On the month of Ramadan, the month of self-reflection, this is today's special. It is taking steps to make one a better person that helps to attain happiness in life. For a believer, self-development should be devoted to attaining success in this world and in the hereafter by removing sins, thus shifting worries and fears from his or her life and ensure happiness and peace. Ramadan is a month of mindfulness, enjoining good, forbidding evil. It is a month of self-reflection, self-purification, and self-discipline in order to remove sin and attain limitless rewards. Despite these opportunities, fasting tests one's ability to remain a self-improving, righteous servant. It requires great physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual efforts in order to make sure that one's sin are forgiven, remain conscious of Allah, and ultimately earn His pleasure and Jannah.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the effects and the relationship between the month Ramadan and mandatory fasting and our spiritual upbringing. All religions contribute to people's religious upbringing and religious growth of people and the followers. This is the general trend, of course. And in this connection, it must be parenthetically indicated that, I mean, religions may be different in this regard. However, when we talk about, religions, we mainly mean Abrahamic religions, and out of various Abrahamic religions, our particular emphasis is on the Islamic religion. In the Islamic religion, we find that there are certain rites and rituals which contribute to our spiritual upbringing and spiritual growth. One of them is, for example, performing mandatory prayers and salats on five occasions or five times a day. Another one is observing mandatory fasting in the month of Ramadan. And in the month of Ramadan, we find that everybody, all Muslims, are expected to endure thirst and hunger. However, according to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the month of Ramadan is in fact the best of all months, and its hours and its moments and its minutes are the best. Since this month is especially connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and observing mandatory fasting, sleeping in this month and breathing in this month, taking breath in this month, are regarded as types of Islamic rites and rituals. And at the same time, reciting even one verse of the Holy Quran is equal to reciting a whole round of the Holy Quran in other months. So we find that if you have the opportunity of reciting the Holy Quran for the entire Quran in the whole in the month of Ramadan, then multiply the number of the verses of the Holy Quran and find out that how much religious reward you are expected to find out of reciting the Holy Quran in this month. We hope to be able to benefit from the grace of the month of Ramadan.
رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران
Dear brothers and sisters, I think it's a good time to look at the ways to self-development. We need to develop a course of action for this month, the month of Ramadan, to fully benefit from this month. This plan should include specific objectives and will require one to make a firm commitment to follow the plan. Before drawing up the plan or as part of the planning process, spend some time on self-reflection and conduct an analysis. One needs to identify their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Then select a few aspects that needs to improve to be on the path of self-development. At least select one habit that will increase consciousness of Allah, personal growth, achieve excellence and spirituality beyond the month of Ramadan. Work on improving that habit daily. On the continuation of today's special, self-development ideas to improve spirituality. Here we have some ways. Number one, pray all salah in jama'ah, in congregational prayer. Ensure children and family members are praying in jama'ah as much as practically possible. Do dhikr after every salah as prescribed by Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all. The third one is praying at least 2 units of night prayers every night of Ramadan. Spend 30 minutes with the Holy Quran daily with the aim of recitation the Quran to completion at least once in the month. Other advice is memorizing one verse every day. The other is providing food for breaking a fasting person. And the last but not the least, repeating the istighfar. Constantly ask for forgiveness for sins and errors, known or unknown.
هو شهر الرحمة والمغفرة والبركة. According to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. The month of Ramadan is the month of mercy. It's the month where everyone is gravitated towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone is gravitated towards the faith. There is something that brings people back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even those who are not very close to Allah throughout the whole year, they feel that something is attracting them. Something is bringing them closer to their faith. And this, my dear brothers and sisters, this is a sign of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. Rahmah of Allah, the mercy of Allah, doesn't necessarily mean that someone did something wrong and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving them, Allah is showing them mercy. No. Rahmah means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens doors for people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps the doors of the hellfire shut during the month of Ramadan and opens the gate of paradise. The gates of paradise are open. This means that during the month of Ramadan, you have an opportunity to find nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the month of Ramadan, your actions, the reward of your actions is multiplied. Anything that you would do throughout the whole year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a reward for it. But if you do that during the month of Ramadan, the reward is multiplied. Hundreds of times more, the thawab.
Inshallah, we continue and we speak more about this topic that is about the month of Allah. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
والغفران ومجالسة القرآن. ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن. نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان. نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان. ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن.